quarter to six. It's the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
So is this your last day before the holiday weekend?
No, I work Friday.
Okay.
Well.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right.
I'm glad to have a job.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah. We were talking about gratitude yesterday, right? I mean,
yes.
I'm grateful I have a job that I enjoy, that I've been with Marshfield 19 years almost.
So. Yes. Indeed. People ask me, like, how long have you been with WIB? I'm like, you know, I started in 85, so it's been a few years.
And that's a long time.
It just kind of goes by, though, you know? You look back.
Yep, for sure.
Different things happen that reference, and I'm like, you know, it's hard to, yeah, it's hard to explain it, though, as you get older, too. You're in your early 50s and early 60s, but I mean, like, you say, really, the 80s wasn't that long ago, and they kind of look at you like, I wasn't even born yet, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like that thing, maybe we talked about it on here, but the student had asked their professor, is it okay if I quote sources from the last century? And that just, of course, makes me feel incredibly old when I hear things like that. So,
I know, exactly, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. It's kind of like there's a line in the Rich Mullins song, the other side of the world is not that far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you, when I landed in Liberia for the first time in March of 2011, I said, same planet, different world. So.
True enough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True enough. And I'm sure it felt that way when you got there.
Now, living in this country and looking at the headlines at one point yesterday, I said, same country, different world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's true, too, right? I mean, yeah, it feels surreal to me, you know, when I look at the headlines and day by day, they pile up. And I'm like, what is going on?
It does feel surreal. This is, again, we're coming into Memorial Day and different observances in and around the WIB listening area. I know the Memorial Day Parade, and then there's usually a program at Owen Park in Eau Claire. But I was struck by this from Aaron Nyquist on Facebook this week. And he said in Richard Rohr's latest book, he encourages us to speak truth to ourselves first rather than pointing out what is wrong with them. We should begin with the many ways we have fallen short of our own values. That sounds wise, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the tendencies I see both inside the church and outside the church is that we look and make judgments about people. And we really need to start with ourselves.
Yeah.
In, you know, 1 Corinthians, it actually talks about within the church, we have to judge ourselves. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the world for now. We have to judge ourselves. And I think that's ourselves, and I think that's the church. And I think so often we see the opposite, where we're looking out at the church and making judgments of them while not holding up a mirror to ourselves.
Well, I think one of the more profound things, I mean, Jesus said, take the log out of your eye before the speck out of somebody else's. So.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so then he goes on to say, and so in that spirit, I humbly ask this question, Nyquist says, about myself and my community of American Christians. And here's his question. Is it possible that we American Christians are fundamentally more American than Christian? He says, we sincerely love Jesus, but if you look at our bank statements, engagement with the world, and life plans, we seem more aligned with Uncle Sam. He said it, I didn't, but, you know, it was thought-provoking.
I think that's right. I mean, there was a statement from a well-known pastor recently who basically said we need to rekindle the Christian virtue of hatred because otherwise we are going to lose the West, but the church will continue. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, why are we concerned about continuing the West but not the world, or but not Christianity? It's just weird to me.
I'm losing the place where Jesus said about developing our hatred, right? That was not there. So
yeah, I don't remember that spot.
No. All right. Hey, let's close it out with Titus 2:1 today.
And that says, as for you, Titus, promote the kind of living that reflects wholesome teaching.
Mm-hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle that one verse this way. Teach what is right according to my word and my spirit. Spend time wrestling with the text of Scripture and bring it to my Holy Spirit for help and understanding. There are millions of ideas about what is correct, even within the church. Approach my word with humility and be willing to ask yourself, does what I believe about God accord with love? Wow, that's timely.
Yeah, man, that last line, right? Does what I believe about God accord with love? And I think so often we try to use our faith to justify hate-filled attitudes, and that is upside down, as far as I'm concerned.
Boy, I should sing Stephen Curtis. I should not sing, but I should find Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, It's All About Love. Thank you, friend.
Talk to you later.
Well, Caleb, you and I both noticed kind of on the way, me and my drive and you on your run, apparently, that today is great. Maybe it's because we're coming out of 2 days of rain. It's just like really a nice day.
You know how they say absence makes the heart grow fonder?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about sunshine this morning.
Yeah.
And it was glorious. And so we thought about this. It's little wins, little things that bring joy to your life. And so we found a list online, but we'd also like to hear what's your little win, something today or this week where you're like, wow, praise the Lord for that. That was a little win, something little, but that you're happy about. 715-396-1670. For instance, finding money in an old coat pocket or pocket of the jeans. Yeah, that's a little win, but that feels great, doesn't it?
Yeah. How about waking up to sunshine? Driving to work in sunshine was a little win for me today.
What's your little win? Here's another one. Getting into fresh sheets at the end of the day.
Oh,
when they get just freshly laundered and they smell good. Yes,
these are dream sheets, yeah.
Yeah, get
and
those.
Also, another little win is traffic lights turning green as you approach
them. Yes, I love that so much. So much, especially because I'm right on the edge of being here on time most days.
Especially because the reds can take really long sometimes.
No, I definitely haven't timed them. Yes, I have. Again, little wins. We'd love to hear yours at 715-396-1670. Just something you're celebrating, something you enjoy where it's like, hey, that's a win. I feel good about that. Brings joy. How about completing a to-do list, checking those things off? It feels good, right?
Completing a DIY task by yourself.
I wonder what that's like. How about getting a compliment from a stranger? A little win, but you're like, wow, that feels great.
Getting an extra hour in bed can be a little win for sure. Maybe you can do that sometime this weekend.
How about this one? Hopefully we're helping bring out lots of little wins every day here at WWIB. When your favorite song comes on the radio, that's a win for you. Bring some joy.
There we go. What is your favorite song? 396-1670 WWIB. We could make your little win happen this morning. And finding a forgotten stash of chocolate can be a little win.
Indeed. How about another one here? Putting comfy clothes on at the end of a busy day. I enjoyed that.
And finally, for me, seeing a happy dog on a walk. I love just walking my dogs in good weather can be a positive little win.
What's your little win? Something you say, hey, might be small, but it brings joy to my life. 715-396-1670, the WIB listener line. We'd love to hear from you.
That's what we mean by this sweet and salty. You never know. You could laugh or cry listening to this show.
Well, we're looking for things that hopefully make you smile, hopefully add a little spark of joy to your day. Little wins. Again, it doesn't have to be something incredible or earth-shattering, but just something we say, hey, I felt good about that. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, even like when you talk about the kindness jar, like how do you treat your waiter or waitress? I think yesterday was waitstaff day. Or how about the, you know, when you see a cashier, if you don't do the self-checkout, I mean, just like those can be little wins, right?
Indeed. 715-396-1670. What's something that brought some joy to you recently, even if it was small? Maybe something you're praising the Lord for, something that was a little win. And here's some examples of little wins in life.
Yeah, like how about waking up thinking it's a weekday, but realizing it's the weekend?
That's a great feeling. Hopefully you'll get that on Monday morning at least when it's, hey, you don't have to go to work today. Now, some people do, and so appreciate those who are filling in for us and others as well, too. But other little wins, how about getting the last parking space in a crowded parking lot?
That is nice.
I'd say it's more like downtown Eau Claire for me when it's, hey, didn't expect to find parking by the Pablo.
I have to find a new one every 2 hours on a different block. How about fitting into a pair of jeans you'd forgotten about? It could be easier if you're on Livia.
Right. Getting a new recipe right the first time you try it when it's, wow, that looks good and it actually turned out like I saw in the picture. That's a little win.
How about this? Do you have a green thumb? Keeping a plant alive can be a little win.
Little wins here in the WIB Wake Up Show. We'd love to hear yours. 715-396-1670. Seeing the item you need fully stocked in the supermarket.
That's nice. Yeah, hopefully it stays that way. Something else that could be a little win is parallel parking on a first attempt.
Right? That little win hasn't happened to me for a while, but it could. It could. How about waking up to a heartwarming text from someone you love?
Yeah, better than the opposite of that. Oh, waking up just before your alarm. Yeah. You know what's not good, Caleb, is waking up like an hour to an hour and a half before your alarm.
Right? Yeah. And finally, little wins here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We'd love to hear yours at 715-396-1670. How about maybe for the younger parents out there, when your child sleeps through the night.
Yeah.
That's, wow, we both slept.
Yep.
It was great.
Those are all little wins. That's a long list. What can you add to it? So we were talking little wins last hour.
Yes, we've been talking about things that bring joy. It might not be something, again, earth-moving, but just something that brings joy to your life. And we'd love to hear from you at 715-396-1670. Again, some of the things were, hey, getting into bed with fresh sheets at night or finding $5 in a coat pocket or jean pocket, things like that. And we'd love to hear from you. What's your little win?
You know, I'm almost embarrassed to share this one, but I like taking lint off the lint trap in the dryer.
Sure. That's actually really fun.
It is.
It is. I'm totally with you on that.
I feel like I've just made a confession here.
No, I get that. And again, it's just some of those little things that can bring joy in life. And I really think it's not trying to Jesus juke this, but to say, hey, praise God for the little things. The fact that we mentioned this earlier, there was sunshine outside this morning. Yeah. I haven't seen that for a little bit. I missed it. It was really nice to see. And for me, man, if I happen to be at home for my lunch break and take a little power nap, if the sun is overhead coming through our skylight at just the right time when I'm home, a nap, I guess I'm like a cat in that regard. Yeah. A nap and a sunbeam is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, little wins.
Well, I've been asking you listeners to respond, and somebody did.
Yes. This would probably be a big win for this fella, my son who sells antiques for a living, went to visit this guy who has some antiques, and he was out in his garage making antiques, or showing my son Jonathan what he had. And all of a sudden, he grabbed his chest. He said, "I don't feel well," and he fell. Well, Jonathan caught him before he hit the floor, administered CPR to him right away, called the ambulance, and they came right away. Russ County Ambulance is very good. They came right away. They revived him. They got a helicopter and sent him to a hospital. And Jonathan was there to save his life. If Jonathan wasn't there that afternoon, the guy would have passed away. And that was a big win for that fellow. And Jonathan was glad he was there to help save the person's life. Anyway, that's the win.
That is a big win.
That is a big win. Yeah, little wins are fine too, but wow, what an incredible story. Thank you to our friend PCD John from Ladysmith about that. And just hearing from Mary on the WIB listener line via text at 715-396-1670 saying, hey, what's a little win? Something small, maybe it seems insignificant, but that brings you joy. And she says, I love getting new socks.
Yeah.
Same, Mary. Same. New socks are amazing.
I love it when both of my socks return from the dryer.
Yes. And don't disappear into the black hole of dryerdom.
There are two single socks right now on the dresser in our room wanting to be matched. So hopefully that can happen.
I wish they had a match.com for socks.
I know it.
Yes. Hello, Caleb. This is Doug from Sand Creek. I am also a school bus driver for Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser School District. And I wanted to thank you guys so very much for the treats that you brought today. What a wonderful blessing and very, very much appreciated. Bus drivers here really do like them. So thank you again. It's the act of kindness. Wonderful. God bless you. Have a good day. Bye.
I didn't know there were rules for the First Lady living in the White House. Did you?
Neither did I. But there are indeed rules for everyone, even the First Lady, one of the most powerful women in the world, you would think. But she cannot open the windows in the White House.
Yeah.
For security reasons, windows must remain closed at all times. Mm-hmm. She's not able to open the windows in her own house.
Hmm. She cannot drive herself. Due to Secret Service protocols, the First Lady is prohibited from driving, a restriction that continues even after leaving the White House.
Wow. Rules for the First Lady, knowledge being dropped here. She cannot keep gifts from foreign officials. Gifts given to the President and First Lady from foreign governments are considered gifts to the United States, not personal possessions.
Okay, well, they may rethink that because the Pentagon just received a $400 million jet from Qatar for President Trump. That
the First Lady should get something then, right?
Okay, so... She also can't keep certain types of gifts for safety reasons. Did you just say that?
Nope.
No, okay. For safety reasons, gifts like food, drinks, combustible items, and I can see that, or items applied to the skin must be destroyed.
I mean, some of that does seem like a little bit of a duh. It's like, you know what? Would you like this combustible item?
Right.
No, don't keep that. She also cannot keep gifted clothing after the first wear. So this is interesting. Again, rules for the First Lady here. Designer clothing that is gifted to the First Lady must be donated after being worn once, with many pieces going to the Smithsonian Museum.
Huh. Wow. Okay. Another rule for the First Lady, in this case, Melania Trump, can't redecorate historic rooms. While allowed to make changes to family living quarters in the second and third floors, the First Lady cannot alter historic rooms that belong to the American people.
Interesting. A few more here. Rules for the First Lady that absolutely news to me. Didn't know these things. She cannot avoid hosting certain traditional events. Even if she doesn't feel like it, the First Lady must oversee important White House traditions like state dinners and the annual Easter egg roll.
You know, you can see where if somebody's running for office, you need to ask your spouse, like, are
make
you in
sure
on this?
That they're on board with it.
Yeah. Couple of more. Another First Lady rule, you can't use government funds for personal expenses. The First Lady and her family must pay for their own toiletries, clothing, food, and other personal items while living in the White House.
I had no idea about that. Hmm. And finally, can't receive compensation despite significant responsibilities. The First Lady is not paid for her work. It's considered an unofficial position.
Huh.
What? I guess I don't want more of a drain on tax dollars, but still,
yeah.
It's like, wow, you have to host the Easter egg roll, but you're not going to get paid for it.
Well, I think
there's some perks.
There's a lot
probably
of
a few perks that come along.
Exactly.